See, I really believe this. Can I tell you what I really believe? Can we have a little chat here? There's a call on my life. There's a call on everybody's life in this room. And I don't know how you've been preparing your life over the last X years. I don't know. See? I'm not the Holy Spirit. I can't look into your heart, Connie. I can't do that, and I've never practiced that kind of Christianity. I can't do that. But God has, so He lives in you. And I don't know how hard you've been trying. I don't know how sincere you people have been. I don't know. I mean, I know some of you better than others, and I can measure, but I don't practice that. What I'm trying to say is this. I know I'm ready, and I know God has told me enough ways I am ready, but I don't know if you're ready. I know this. God brought you here, and you listened to God, and He snatched your life out of the fire. He saved you out of the fire. And that tells me, as a spiritually mature man, that you are potentially ready. And what you're going through is a shortcut up, not a quick trip down. And the devil would like you to think it's all over. Yeah. Devil would like you to think you're not going to make it. Devil would like you to think you can't do it. Well, I've got news for you from God. You already have. You're on the boat. So stop complaining about seasickness. You're on the boat. It's stormy. Comes back to my original question, and I will close. And I had no intention of this, but God would not give me peace without saying this. Why are you acting so surprised that your sincerest decisions in your life are being opposed? Well, what is this? Ignorance? Willing blindness? Or what is this? A death wish? What is this? Why are you acting so hurt? So shocked? It's wrong. And it's time for you to get mad at the devil and say, this is ridiculous. He got me on my blind side. I'm not doing this. I know better. And I will not put up with this. I'm a person of faith. I believe God. I've paid a price to believe God. And I'm not there, and I've got stuff in my life God's weeding out of me right now. But I've got news for you. I am not going to be gullible ever again. Amen. I'm not naive. I'm not simple. I'm not a novice. And I'm not going to respond like one. I'm going to get in the devil's face and remind him that he lost everything on the cross of Calvary, and I gained everything on the cross of Calvary, and I shall triumph in Christ, and that's all there is to it. And I'm not giving in. And with all of that energy, I'll say this, and I intend being the sweetest guy you ever met in your life. And devil, you're not taking my sweetness away. Because I want no part of bitterness. I want no part of bitterness. I believe in the local church, even though I'm not in one right now. I believe it, and I believe it, and I have dreamed of it since I was a teenage boy and I wasn't in one. I believe it with all of my heart. I believe in it, and I believe it's what God wants. And I'll tell you here and now, God's taken the biggest chance He ever took on anyone in His life, and He's eternal, when He took a chance on me, surviving not being in one this long. Because He knows I hate that more than anything in the world. I can take a trip. I can go anywhere. I can be sent to the mission field for 20 years. I don't care. But don't take me out of my church. Because I believe in it. See, I was destined for the church. I was born believing in the church. I'm telling you, if I could have spoken when I came out of the womb, I'd have said, where's church?